This is an ABC podcast.
Hi friends, it's Ruby here and you are listening to News Time.
Hi Ruby.
Hi Ruby.
Every week we find epic news stories to share with you. And in 2022, we're adding something new. Our countdown still begins at story number 5, and then 4, then 3, then 2. But instead of story number 1, we'll finish up on a wow of the week.
Wow!
That's a story that made us think, wow, that is amazing. Or, wow, I've never heard anything like that before. Or, whoa, that's really weird.
Wow!
Yep, you've got it. Anyway, on today's show, we'll plant some wattle seeds that arrived on planet Earth from outer space. We'll visit a museum that's made itself friendlier for autistic kids. And meet the new star player in Australia's Test cricket team. We'll trek across the country with a caravan of camels. And finally, we'll reveal our wow of the week. So what do you think? Should we start the countdown?
Let's go!
Story number 5.
Do you know what Australia's national flower is? It's called golden wattle.
It looks like a yellow cloud.
It looks like pom-poms.
Yes. Do you know how to grow a wattle plant?
You dig a hole and you put the seeds in, and then you pour water over where you planted it.
Yep. And that's what a group of Australian school kids has just done with some special wattle seeds. These seeds are particularly special because they've travelled to outer space.
Whoa!
They were sent to the International Space Station, where they spent 6 months floating in zero gravity. Then astronauts sent them back down to Earth to Colo Vale Public School in the New South Wales Southern Highlands.
Wow, I can't believe they have been up in space. It blows my mind away.
I know, right? The students at Colo Vale planted the seeds in a row next to 6 other wattle seeds that didn't go on the space holiday. Now they're going to keep a very close eye on all of the seeds to see how they grow and if there's any noticeable difference between the space seeds and the others.
They might go upside down. They might grow a bit wonky or taller.
Maybe. These kids will report their findings to scientists from the Australian Space Agency and the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency. Colo Vale Public School is the perfect place for these plants because its address is on Wattle Street.
Story number 4.
When's the last time you visited a museum?
Well, I only went to a museum a couple of weeks ago. We've seen bones, pictures, trains, Lego, old things.
Yep, there's something for everyone in museums. But sometimes, big, busy places like museums can be a bit overwhelming. That's why the Australian Museum in Sydney is making some changes so that it's a friendlier place for autistic kids. Autism is a condition that some people are born with. It's not something you can see because it affects the brain, and it can work in lots of different ways. Sometimes autistic people feel their senses differently to other people.
They don't like loud noises.
That can be true. It can make noises seem too loud or too quiet. Light can seem too bright or too dull. Or objects can feel too rough or too soft. Workers at the Australian Museum want to include kids with autism and make sure their needs are taken care of. They decided to start opening the museum early in the morning and adjust the lighting and sounds to help people feel relaxed. There are displays with different textures that people can touch, and scientists around to help people learn more about their special interests.
They will appreciate what the museum people have done, and I think it's helpful.
Well, so far, it's been a great success. The visitors say they feel very welcome.
Good job.
Well done.
So number three.
And he's out. Oh, another wicket by Scott Boland. He really is the new star of Test cricket. Do you know much about the rules of cricket?
There's a bowler.
There's a bat that you hit the ball with. And the guy has a big helmet on.
Yes, wearing a helmet is important to keep safe. Especially if you're facing a ball from Scott Boland. Scott is a Galician man and one of only four First Nations people ever to play Test cricket for Australia. He's a speedy, focused bowler and he's been playing cricket for a long time. On Christmas Eve, Scott got the call he'd been waiting for his whole life. He was chosen to play against England in the Boxing Day Test match.
Go Australia!
In the first half of the match, Scott's teammates cheered when he got one of the English players out. And in the second half of the match, the stadium roared when Scott took two, then three, then four, then five, six wickets.
I'd like to say great job, great game.
Scott won Player of the Match medal, which is named after famous Aboriginal cricketer Johnny Muller. It might not come as a surprise to hear that Scott was picked to play again in the next Test match, when he took seven more wickets against England.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
Story number two.
A caravan of camels has just travelled from one side of Australia to the other. A camel caravan is the name for a group of camels walking in a line, carrying people or cargo on their backs. This camel caravan belongs to a woman named Sophie Mattison.
I actually saw them and they were in my farm.
Hang on, what? You saw Sophie and her camels?
Fairhaven's is our farm and she stayed across the road.
Mum got to say hello and we saw the camels and it was really cool.
Whoa, lucky you. I suppose lots of people would have seen Sophie and her camels because she walked them through communities right across Australia.
I think they're amazing animals. They can keep themselves healthy and good because of their humps.
Sophie loves camels too. She took five wild camels from the outback and named them Delilah, Jude, Clayton, Charlie and Mac. Then she trained them up and took them on a trek from Shark Bay in Western Australia all the way to Australia's most eastern point. That's Byron Bay in New South Wales.
I reckon they had sore feet.
Luckily for camels, they have cushioned feet perfect for long walks. And this was a very long walk. It took them 2 years. When Sophie and her camels reached their destination, they had a well-earned rest. Then they turned around and headed home. But they didn't walk this time. They got a lift in a big truck. And now it is the moment you've all been waiting for. The story that made us go, wow, more than any other. It's...
Wow!
Wow of the week.
This story made me go, wow, because I thought sea dragons wasn't real like the Loch Ness Monster, but I'm wrong.
Fossils from a gigantic prehistoric sea dragon have been found in England. The scientific name for the sea dragon is an ichthyosaur.
Ichthyo, what now?
Ichthyosaur. But people call them sea dragons because they had enormous teeth and eyes, and they were one of the ocean's fiercest predators. Quite different from the little leafy sea dragons that we see today. Ichthyosaurs were reptiles with bodies shaped a little bit like dolphins.
It looks like a platypus.
I see a crocodile mouth.
It looks like something from How to Train Your Dragon, but in real life.
Ichthyosaurs grew between 1 metre, which is about the length of a cricket bat, all the way up to 25 metres long. That's about as long as 2 buses. The fossils from this ichthyosaur are about 180 million years old. It's about 10 metres long, about as long as a telephone pole, and its skull was as heavy as a car.
It must have been really, really scary.
I reckon you're right. Lots of ichthyosaur fossils have been found in England in the past, but dinosaur experts are very excited about this one because it's the biggest and the first complete skeleton they've ever found. That means they can see the bones of the whole creature, all the way from the tip of its nose to the bottom of its tail.
Wow!
The fossils were found when some water was drained out of a lagoon. And then a team came in and carefully dug the skeleton out of the ground.
They had these special tools, and then when they hit something hard, they're like, ooh, ooh, what did I find? Let's get the brush, and they brush it out of the ground.
Sounds like you'd make a pretty good paleontologist yourself. And that, my friends, is it.
Thanks, Ruby.
Remember to check out the show notes for the News Time quiz. I'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Or as they say in Germany, auf Wiedersehen. News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. It's free from your app store.